It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Gold prices continued to slide earlier this morning after the steepest one-day drop in over a decade, with prices on other precious metals like silver and platinum also sinking sharply.
But that doesn't mean they're cheap, because yesterday's sell-off comes after weeks of gold having a stunning rally, with prices hitting more than $4,300 an ounce earlier this week, silver in the same boat. So how do big price fluctuations interact with other economic pressures like inflation and tariffs? And what does it all mean for Wisconsin jewelry businesses and customers?
Katrina Sustachek is a certified gemologist appraiser and operations manager at Rasmussen Diamonds in Mount Pleasant. Katrina, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
And Charlie Dixon is joining us, president at Schwanke Casten Jewelers. It's a family-owned and operated jewelry store in Milwaukee. Charlie, welcome.
Thank you for having me as well.
Charlie, starting with you, as you see gold and silver suffering such a big fall, how is this affecting your family business in Milwaukee? What are you seeing?
To be honest, it's a rather sudden drop over the past week, but over the course of the year, gold has been up. I think I just read 56% and 60% year to date, and silver is 62.6% and 78% year to date. So it feels more of a correction. And what that would entail is we've been watching this and being very conscious of our buying for stock, not trying to get too over, buying it too high. And then if this does correct at a lower price point, then being upside down in terms of what we have.
Katrina, what do you make of this big correction in the precious metals market?
Well, to get a frame of reference, we did breach $3,000 an ounce in March of this year. So now we're at over 4,000. So it has been a rapidly increasing year as far as gold goes. It does definitely affect the stock that we buy. Luckily, we bought a little earlier this year, and that has been helpful. We jokingly say to our guests that everything in our stock is on sale right now because it's at older gold prices.
So as an appraiser, have you had an influx of people coming in to sell their gold and silver this year? What has traffic been like?
Quite a bit, yes. We do have a lot of people coming in to sell gold and silver. We have gold buying events on a regular basis, and this last one was bigger than ever, and that just happened last month. So yes, we're seeing a lot of people who are wanting to sell, and it's helpful if we are able to give them a little bit more towards something in the store if they're shopping for the holidays, which we do. So buying is definitely a big thing, but every once in a while, you have to remember both of us we're family stores. If there's a ton of people coming in to sell a lot of gold, we kind of have to say, hedge our bets, or basically there are certain times that we decide maybe we're not going to do a lot of buying at the moment, especially because we're not 100% certain where things are going. And this dip right now is evidence of that.
Is this one of those moments where you're hesitating a bit?
Yes. But at the moment, we've been buying a little conservatively just to be able to be careful in that aspect. Yes.
Charlie, you nodded to this, that gold has long been considered a safe haven asset in times of, economic and geopolitical uncertainties. Should we view gold in terms of a market investment? And how do you think of gold?
I think of gold in the terms of what we sell, which is a lot of designer finished gold, is more beyond, it's a nice material to work with that if you purchase this, a piece from us, from one of our designers, and you hold it for 10, 15 years, you may very well recoup, what you spent on it if you decide, hey, I don't want this anymore. I don't wear it. It sits in my safety deposit box. That's how I view gold as a jeweler. I'm no financial advisor.
You see more of that long-term investment.
Yeah, it's always you look at what, gold and, what our jewelry is, and, we're 125 years old. I think Rasmussen is 124. So, it's always been this very long-term approach to, what we sell. It's very durable. And I think that's where a lot of interest in, our portion of the luxury market is that, you know, we are using materials that are actually, they have value, like, within itself.
I want to turn our attention to the larger economic picture with tariffs and the Trump administration rolling out new and higher tariffs on imports across a number of industries. Katrina, what is happening with tariffs in the jewelry industry?
Well, we have had to shift a little bit of the way that we buy. At this point, the owners here, Christy and Daniel Widmar, are going to Belgium to buy diamonds. There have been some, it's a bit of a wait and see at the moment. There have been some concerns because a lot of jewelry is finished and cut in India. But like I said, we buy a lot of our diamonds at the moment in Belgium. Wait and see, I think, is the best thing to say, because there are certain things that are not available here in the United States. And so therefore, that's where we're seeing a lot of people lobbying for tariffs to be exempt from tariffs in the jewelry industry.
Okay, so if that unfinished gem moves from where it is mined to India to be cut and to be made into jewelry, does that mean that's where the tariff would hit?
That is correct.
Okay. Charlie, you know, what are you seeing? I know you have been looking at Swiss watches and what we can do here in the U.S. versus what you just can't get here. What is your take on tariffs?
Especially in the jewelry industry, you know, where so much of this is either like what Trina said, is just not available here. Like, you can't just dig in the ground in, you know, Wisconsin and hope to find diamonds or rubies. It just doesn't exist. Or, you know, you have this savoir-faire that the Swiss like to call it, you know, 250 years of watchmaking of high level. You just can't up and transport that to the U.S. That, you know, requires decades of millions, billions of dollars of investments, you know. So it is a lot of wait and see. A lot of it, you know, a lot of our gemstones and jewelry come from, you know, like Italy, where there's a 15% tariff. Switzerland has a 39% tariff right now. A lot of our vendors have a U.S. distributor. So when they sell from Italy to the U.S., that portion is where the tariff gets applied. They don't tell us what that cost is, but then they usually spread, you know, some of the quote unquote like hurt, you know, they'll take a bite, we'll take a bite, and then the consumer does, you know.
Charlie Dixon is with us, president at Schwanke Cast and Jewelers in Milwaukee, and Katrina Sustacek, appraiser and operations manager at Rasmussen Diamonds in Mount Pleasant. And as we look at yesterday's drop in gold prices after historic highs, Katrina, you know, prices keep going up for everyday things. People are paying more at the grocery store for essentials. When everything seems to become more expensive, is that reality affecting your business and selling fine jewelry?
Yes, in reality, it is affecting our business. It is affecting pretty much everyone's businesses out there. And all that we just ask with our guests and everything like that is think of us to remember to shop local. We are trying to create a good mix of merchandise and pay attention to where things come from in order to be able to give the best price to our guests. And the quality, as Charlie had mentioned as well, is very important, especially with designer pieces. Jewelry is something that is purchased for a lot of reasons. It's not like your everyday item. It is purchased for very sentimental reasons. It's purchased to hand down in the family. That investment in longevity and in your history is something that where jewelry becomes a very important part of your life. So in that aspect, we kind of do stand a little outside of your everyday shopping, and that's where people consider us with regards to, you know, special important gifts.
Charlie, I mean, we're seeing a pullback expected for this holiday spending for this season. What are you anticipating as we edge closer to the holiday shopping season?
I am still very, you know, optimistic. I'm sure there will be pullback across the board. You know, maybe people don't opt to, you know, spend what the high end of what they budgeted, but they still may spend, you know, some portion of that. I just hope, and you know, that we stay optimistic, and that you know, I'm very grateful that our business has been very steady throughout all of this to much less times. But
I wonder, though, you know, and I want to jump in. I want to jump in here. You know, high income consumers, they're a core of the luxury market. Is what buoying your business is the luxury section, the luxury customers?
You know, I'm sure, yeah, that we, you know, our luxury customers, our high-end customers for sure. I mean, the way I've always looked at, you know, you look at the prices of groceries, you know, a lower income family household may, you know, that if a dozen eggs are, you know, more expensive, they'll feel it more and, you know, they'll pull back more than, you know, high income. So I guess in that sense, we are fortunate that we're positioned in this area, though I don't love that, like, you know, people are, you know, feeling such, you know, hurt across the board when it comes to, you know, just trying to live in with everyday grocery prices and gas prices and, you know, that, you know, make them worried.
Okay, Katrina, just a hot take here, as we have been certainly having an eye on these thieves that stole jewels from the Louvre in Paris worth, you know, more than $100 million. Do you think the stolen jewelry has been melted down already, or are you still hopeful the French crown jewels will be recovered? What's your take?
It breaks my heart. I also have an art degree, and I'm an art historian, and it breaks my heart that something that history can just be potentially melted down, broken apart, recut, and never seen again, and never have that history anymore. So is it possible? Yes. Is it possible? I read an article just yesterday about the two scenarios. One was breaking it down, melting it down, recutting stones, selling them off as is. And the other is that they had a potential buyer in mind who wanted to keep it as is as well. But that's not something they're going to ever be able to show because it is stolen merchandise. But yeah, it does break my heart that a part of history potentially is lost in that heist.
Well, thank you both for joining us. That is Katrina Sustacheca, certified gemologist appraiser at Rasmussen Diamonds in Mount Pleasant. Charlie Dixon, also with us, president at Schwanke Kasten Jewelers. It's a family-owned jewelry store in Milwaukee, as we talk about the fluctuating gold prices and the impact on their business.